We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
For the donkey of the day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, September 22nd, goes to Vic Faust, who is a Fox 2 news anchor in St. Louis, Missouri. Now, as you know, I am a media guy, radio, TV. I love this culture and business of media, which has now evolved into the culture and business of just all media, period. Radio, podcasts, you know, audio scripted, TV, films, documentaries. If it's about media, I want in. But all of these things, at least for me, don't happen without radio. Drop on the clues bombs for radio. Okay, radio is the mothership, always has been, always will be, and it's a blessing to do what it is that we do. But with any business where humans are involved, everything from ego, you know, jealousy, envy, and just downright disdain will come into play. But I often feel like media folks forget that this is still a business, a corporate business at that. So even though it's loose and we come as we are in regards to attire, and, you know, some of us like myself didn't need any formal education to get into the business, we tend once again to forget that it is indeed a business. And some things just aren't going to fly in a corporate work environment, which brings me to Vic Faust. Okay, he was on a commercial break on September 13th on KFNS, a hard rock station, and he got into it with his co-host Crystal Cooper. What did they get into it about? Well, apparently, and this is according to the New York Post, apparently and allegedly, this stemmed from his co-host Crystal Cooper poking fun at Vic Faust over his problems with his computer while the pair were on air. Can we hear what happened on air?
He did call me stupid yesterday on air. So
no, Dad said you and your friends were stupid for saying stupid things.
We didn't say anything stupid. Yes, it was just an observation. It was stupid.
She's a Mensa.
And you were lying. And you were lying anyway.
No,
so
it wasn't.
You brought it back up, and we're all dumber for you bringing up a dumb topic that had nothing to do with that.
What are you talking about?
Therefore, you are stupid.
Yesterday, he was talking about his computer again.
Yes, because it was down.
And Chris
must be nice to have a new one.
Okay, that's enough. And then he called me dumb.
Was it?
We can just plug you into the
wall. He called me stupid.
No, it's because you said what you said first. Now, you know you're not supposed to bring up this stuff. Thank you.
I can bring up whatever I want, actually. Thank you. Because it was completely not okay.
Yeah.
No, because you should have brought up something that was ridiculous in the first place, because you lied. Because you lied.
I'm not a liar.
Brendan, let's go to break. Let's go to break.
Now, that was on air. When they went to commercial, Vic said what he really wanted to say, and the audio was leaked to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, which ultimately made it to the New York Post, and now we have it here. Would you like to hear it? Here it goes.
You're a fat, nasty, and you don't bring up on air when I have
like
your back. You're a fucking fat. I don't care if you're here or not.
Be like that, guys. Come on, man.
Serious?
I let it go yesterday.
But you called me stupid for the
second
time.
Who brought up the stupid subject?
It wasn't a stupid subject.
You were making fun of me because I was dealing with a computer.
Chris was too. It wasn't just me.
No, no,
Chris
he wasn't.
Yes, he said, oh
he
my God, it's going to be here in 3 weeks.
He didn't say anything on air.
Yes, he did. Go back and
you
listen. He was laughing when I did it.
You have a history of attacking me on air. And Chris
no,
knows.
I don't. You have a history of attacking me on air. Are you kidding?
You and your big fat looking at. Don't come back.
Really?
You start me the
You're not
up.
My boss.
Well,
I come.
And I'll call you a every day.
Okay, good
You're
for
a
you.
Fat, self-righteous.
That's me.
And every day that you come in this studio, I will call you what you are.
I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary,
wow.
But I think Vic thinks Crystal is fat. That's what I gathered from that. But let me tell you something. Everybody at the Breakfast Club has argued with each other at some point. On air, behind the scenes, has happened. But it's always respectful. And, you know, you've been listening to us enough over the past almost 13 years to hear how we poke fun at each other on air. So if Vic Foss did that because he felt she was poking fun at his computer on air, trust me when I tell you, that's BS. All right? He's been pissed at that woman about something else for a while, clearly, and never got it off his chest. That's what happens when you don't communicate with a person. That's why this is a teachable moment. Doesn't matter if it's a coworker, a friend, husband, wife, significant other. If you have something to say to a person, say it. Sit down. Communicate. Because what happens is folks don't communicate, and all that animosity builds up, and then boom, this happens. See, when you let off a string of insults like Vic did just now, you're not freestyling. Okay, you're getting your Sean Carter on. You already wrote this in your head and recited these lyrics to yourself a million times, and now when it's time to get in the booth, where we at, goo? Hove did. You're snapping. And now this guy is probably going to lose his job because he couldn't control his emotions. And ironically, that's what they always say about women, right? Women are so emotional, when the reality is humans are emotional. And some humans, because of sheer will, are a lot of therapy, know how to control their emotions better than others. Now, Vic has been with the station for 7 years, but right now it appears his duties at the TV station are on hold while the leaders at the TV station he works for have not commented on his job status. I don't know what's going to happen to the guy, but once again, it didn't have to happen. You have a problem with a person, call a meeting. Okay, make sure witnesses are present. So it's not your word versus their word. Set it up like group therapy, okay? And what you don't like about the person or whatever has you upset, just express it. Get it out. Because when something small, like a person messing with you about your computer on air, causes all of that, trust me, it wasn't about the computer. It's something else going on entirely. And it's more proof that lack of communication can ruin a lot of good stuff, okay? Communication is the best route to solving all types of problems. The key to healthy problem solving is good communication. Please don't learn this the hard way like Vic did. Please let Remy Ma give Vic Foss the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Don't you dare. Don't you even clear. I don't even know why you clearing your throat.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to say.
Oh, you thought I was feeling you?
Waffle colored Negro, waffle colored beige bitch, waffle batter bitch, stupid,
wow.
Fat, sexy, cute, queen from Queens.
You have a list.
I've never called you fat. I've actually said you have titties. That's not the same.
Okay, titties.
And don't forget the humpback.
Humpback as well. I forgot that one. Let me write that one back down.
But that's me. That's me getting it out. That's the communication. See, I get it out.
Okay. I just want to say, you just can't talk about him and not talk about yourself.
And they might have a point.
Waffle color Negro. Waffle color beige bitch. Waffle color batter bitch. Stupid.
I just told y'all it's all about communication.
Sexy, cute,
that is me
queen
communicating with envy. Okay?
All right. Well, if he has a case, God damn it, I have one too.
He don't have a case.
I mean, she. If she has a case, God damn it, I have one too.
What are you talking about? He had a case. How does he have a case?
If she has a case, I got one too. I'm going to the same human resources she's going to. I don't even know. But anyway, thank you for that donkey today.
What about when I tell the HR that you asked me to suck your titties?
What?
Huh? What about that?
You go too
far.
Yeah,
now you don't want to play no more. Oh, you thought I was feeling you? I was feeling you?
Ask is next. 800.
I'm uncomfortable.
Me too. 800-585. You shouldn't be uncomfortable. 800-585-1051. He doesn't like you. He likes me.
I'm going to start my own show.
You leave. Ask E is next. 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.